ours to protect on Beat.
Now is the time for maximum ambition and maximum flexibility.
Meeting number 28 of the Conference of the Parties, aka COP28, is over. And for the first time, countries agreed on the need to transition away from fossil fuels and energy systems in a just, orderly and equitable manner.
For 30 years, we've had the United Nations meeting, and this is the 28th time. And we've never really addressed the core of the problem, and today we just have.
From draft texts to consultations, high-level climate champions and an energy pledge, it can all feel a bit, well, word-heavy. So, to combat that and to break down what COP is, why the location was controversial this year, and did anything else good happen, we've asked a Southeast woman in the know to talk us through the basics. So, eyes down, this is our quiz. We're calling it Who Wants to Be a COP28 Expert?
My name is Christina Kiley. My occupation is Green Party councillor for Tramore Waterford City West in Waterford and environmental activist.
And what is your area of expertise, Christina?
Ooh, my area of expertise is giving out about the planet being on fire or being underwater, depending on the day of the week it is.
Well, you are very lucky because our questions today revolve around COP. Are you ready to take the challenge?
How lucky am I? I am ready to take the challenge.
Christina, what is COP?
Okay, well, COP is the Conference of Parties, and it's a bit of a stuffy title, but it is an international climate meeting that's held every year by the United Nations. And basically, the Conference of Parties is the countries who joined the international treaty to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. And there's about 190 countries who come together to try and move things forward in terms of climate change.
Why should we care about COP?
Ooh, why should we care about COP? Well, the reason we should care about COP is because the planet is on fire. We know that we are seeing extreme weather events all the time. 2023 was the hottest year on record. We're currently trying to keep the planet at just 1.5 degrees warmer than before industrialization. We're seeing more and more extreme weather events. COP is where the entire country comes together to try and turn that ship around. It's one of the most important events in the year, and the future of us and our planet depends on it.
Why the controversy?
Okay, well, the location was controversial this year because it was held in Dubai. And Dubai is a petrostate. So it's known as a state that it invests in oil exploration. And Sultan Ahmed Al-Jaber was the lead negotiator at COP, but he's also the chief executive of the United Arab Emirates national oil company, ADNOC. And environmental campaigners felt that those two roles and those two positions were in conflict with each other.
Did anything good happen at COP?
Lots of great things happened at COP. I mean, you know, I could pick holes in it, but I have to say, you know, overall, it was good. We now have a historic agreement for the first time ever to transition away from fossil fuels. Now, what environmentalists and what most governments wanted was an agreement to phase out fossil fuels. That was sought. And while the language is different, it essentially means the same thing. So that's a really good thing to come out of COP. Another really good thing to come out of COP was the example shown by the Irish at COP. We had a phenomenal Irish delegation out of COP, and they were leading from the front. We had Minister Eamon Ryan was leading the European delegation, and he announced a couple of days before the end of COP that with the watering down of the language, he was prepared for the European Union to walk from COP, and that sent a really strong signal that I think we saw in the end result.
Thank you very much for taking part in Who Wants to Be a COP Expert, Christina Kiley. You have won the pride of being an expert on COP and making it much easier to understand for us all.
Yay!
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.